On 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org, I'm Dylan Music. An unlikely class of college graduates will walk the stage next weekend. They're from an accelerated computer science degree program that we first told you about when it launched 3 years ago. It had a goal of training the students from the Salinas Valley for careers in Silicon Valley. But as KAZU's Chris Almanzon reports, some are finding their dream job a bit closer to home.
Monte Hernandez.
The students walking across the stage at this celebration luncheon at Cal State Monterey Bay might be one of the most demographic-defying classes of computer science graduates this year.
Devin Rasconi.
In a field dominated by white and Asian men, more than 80% of these students are Latino, and nearly half are women.
Leticia Sanchez.
They're soon to be graduates of an intensive 3-year bachelor's degree program, now called CSN3. It's a joint venture between Hartnell Community College and CSUMB, KAZU's parent institution.
Arturo Lopez.
As the students take their seats at tables with orchid centerpieces, Teresa Matsui walks to the podium.
You're the first cohort of the first program of this kind anywhere in this country or anywhere else we can think of.
She's the daughter of Salinas Valley orchid farmer Andy Matsui, who had the initial idea for the program and then paid for it by giving every student a full ride scholarship.
It was a way of giving back to the community that has been very supportive of him and to the community represented by our workforce.
Many of the students in this cohort are the children of farm workers or immigrants themselves. The hope was to train them for jobs at Silicon Valley tech giants like Apple, Uber, and Salesforce. And some have accepted jobs at those big name companies. But since the program launched just a few years ago, a new opportunity has emerged to do high tech work here in the growing field of ag tech. In a heavy machinery workshop at the community college, Jose Diaz and Monse Hernandez are connecting a small box with some wires to a John Deere tractor.
We connected it to the starter.
They both spent their summer interning at Cisco in Silicon Valley, but later took a second internship at local ag tech startup Heavy Connect. It creates software to help farmers streamline administrative tasks. The students are demonstrating a program they built that unlocks the tractor's ignition only after the driver completes a series of safety checks.
And that's an indication that the tractor is unlocked right now. I'm not only doing these projects to help the owners, the farmers themselves, but also figure out ways to help the employees because of all the hard work that they go through, all the long hours in the sun.
While Monse Hernandez is still weighing her post-graduation options, Jose Diaz has accepted a job with Heavy Connect.
Over at Silicon Valley, I feel I'm going to be another worker maintaining a company. But with Heavy Connect, it's going to make a big change. And that's what I want to do, help the community.
Heavy Connect co-founder Patrick Zelaya has been so impressed with the CSN3 students that he held off filling full-time positions until graduation.
It was just luck that there's this talent mill of students that are proving themselves to be technical rock stars by completing a 4-year degree in 3 years in the same town that we're starting this business.
He says it's an added benefit that they bring both computer science skills and knowledge of the ag industry. CSN3 co-director Joe Welch says some of the students came to the program from parts of the Salinas Valley where they hadn't been introduced to computer science in high school.
And absent the program, they wouldn't know how successful they could be if they just worked and worked and worked. And we're seeing the embodiment of grit.
In the Cal State system, only about 28% of students transferring from a community college finish on time. In the CSN3 program, it's 69%, and almost all the others will finish within the next year. Program co-director Sathya Narayanan says success is about more than the graduation rate. It's about the job offers.
These are companies which would mostly hire from the top 10, top 20 schools in the country, but they are seeing this as a place where they can actually come and find talent.
With this cohort graduating, the schools already have 3 other cohorts going through the intensive program, which includes some younger relatives who have been inspired by seeing their family members graduate. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.